Hello, everybody. My name is MJ the Tutor, and you are listening to another episode of Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. This podcast is focused on helping accounting students all over the world by offering a quick warm-up on various accounting and business topics that hopefully leads to the generation of bigger discussions and conversation. If you're currently studying CIMA right now, this episode is for you. In today's episode, we're going to be looking into the cost of quality. Most accounting students will probably have heard of this term before. The cost of quality, especially if you've been studying anything to do with total quality management, which is TQM. A bit of background on TQM and cost of quality. TQM is a management philosophy and approach that focuses on continuous improvement, customer satisfaction, and the involvement of all employees, meaning everybody, in the quality improvement process of a business. The emphasis is on understanding customer needs and expectations, identifying and eliminating defects and waste in the processes, and then fostering that culture of teamwork and accountability within the company. In this way, everybody is aware of why quality is done in a specific way and what it serves in the end in the greater scheme of things. Now, cost of quality is a fundamental concept within TQM, emphasizing that achieving quality comes with its own set of expenses. Nothing's free, even if you try to ingrain it into the process. It doesn't just involve the cost of making a product or providing a service, but it also includes the cost of ensuring that product or service meets the desired quality standards. As an inspiration, this topic came to me while I was thinking about my podcast production here. As you all know, I've been producing these episodes for just over 2 years now. And while it served a basic purpose when I first started out, which is to give students some free resources and information about exam topics and how to study for CIMA, I do realize that in terms of production, it still needed some work. I've slowly begun realizing that content creation is not just about the material itself or text copy. You also need to think about how you present it and whether it is digestible at the other end. Now, we can probably spin another accounting topic for that line of thinking, but for today, we'll stick with the quality of the audio recording. The result that I'm trying to aim for is to ensure that the episodes are engaging, even when some of the topics are not as engaging. I mean, I can get pretty excited a lot about accounting stuff, but I have to admit that for most people, this is really a very boring subject. Going back on topic, as a podcaster, I've become more aware that as I strive to consistently deliver better quality listening experience to the listeners, I could actually equate the process to the cost of quality concept. Like I said, initially, I focused primarily on the content itself, but as I produce more episodes, I've begun to realize that quality of the audio recording could also be improved. So how do we actually identify quality issues in podcast recordings? It often starts with self-awareness. So I started noticing moments of background noises, occasional microphone pops, or volume inconsistencies, which is, I'm really very guilty of this one. And all these actually detract from the overall listening experience. And it got me thinking, recognizing these issues is very similar, if not the same, to understanding the cost of quality concept. We need to consider the various components of cost of quality in podcast production. There are 4 costs of quality: prevention costs, appraisal costs, internal failure, and external failure costs. So let's start with the first one, prevention costs. As I'm slowly understanding what better audio quality should sound like, I tried to invest more in improving the quality of the recordings. I'd invested in better equipment, such as better quality microphones. I sound treated my environment a little bit. Mostly, these are things that have to do with the actual recording. I invest in software that helps with audio processing and enhancement. I switch to better tools if one doesn't work or I find something better. I've also been training myself on better technique of speaking into the microphone. All these are considered prevention costs since they are actions done to prevent defects from occurring in the first place. As highlighted, this includes a variety of investments in quality training, process improvement initiatives, quality planning, and better equipment or technology. The second cost is appraisal costs. I also spend some time editing and using tools or software for the recording of the podcast. This is actually a very tedious part of the production for me. I don't really like it that much, but I do understand that as a cost of quality, this is considered appraisal cost, which is investing in assurances. I do sound checks and audit the recording, a lot of the tools I use to clean up, the audio, to level the volume, remove filler words, and really long pauses on the recording. These are what's helping me to ensure the product, or in this case, the audio, sounds better. See, I never really thought of these things before when I first started out. And it's just basically, I always just thought it's speaking into the microphone and then recording. But it is a bit more than that. So this is more about making sure that the product or service itself is up to par. The product is already produced or the service is already performed. And appraisal costs are costs incurred in evaluating the product or service to ensure it meets the quality standards. This can include inspections, testing, audit, and the cost of maintaining a quality control department. So our third cost is internal failure costs. Now, even armed with the training, technique, good tools and equipment, audio plugins and whatnot, I can still mess it all up. Sometimes I record and it seemed like it went off without a glitch and I didn't really find anything seriously wrong with it the first time. But there do come times when I'm not quite happy with the length of a segment, or maybe I wanted to change some parts of the recording, or maybe I just didn't notice that it was picking up some weird noise and it came out after I've already done the recording. This is, of course, still prior to the episode being released, and I could always just re-record and address issues that ultimately make it onto the recording. These are classified as internal failure costs, okay? It's the costs incurred when defects are identified before the podcast episodes are released to the audience. As mentioned, the big thing here is the time and resources that I spend on fixing to get it right. So the last cost of quality is called external failure costs, and these are costs incurred when defects are identified by your audience after the episodes have been released. I have been lucky enough that I've not had any of this, fingers crossed. Now, I'm not saying all my podcast episodes are perfect, but I'm just kind of like thinking maybe my listeners are just a bit more forgiving. So thank you for that. I suppose with a podcast, if I had to turn in an episode where I just abandon cleaning up the audio and hold a podcast in a very busy marketplace or restaurant, or you can barely hear my voice or the topic that I'm discussing, then that would be quite serious. I think, though, that in terms of podcast production, this would really be a big thing where you damage your reputation as a podcaster, or you lose listenership or sponsorship, if you have any of those, because you have not met the quality expectations of those people. So as a conclusion, while the podcast's audio quality may not be perfect, it's evolving to be better. It's still evolving. The thing here is that I myself am on a journey of continuous improvement. By recognizing the cost of quality and investing in prevention measures, rigorous quality control, and continuous improvement, I am trying to elevate the quality of the podcast and enhance the overall listening experience for the audience. Ultimately, in business, prioritizing quality in the production not only strengthens the brand, but also positions the company for long-term success. And I hope to do that for the podcast as well. Anyway, that is it for me today. As always, thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. I am your host, MJ. If you're keen to connect to be updated with the arrival of the next episode of the podcast or find CIMA resources online, please head on over to my website, www.mjthetutor.com. You can also hit subscribe on whichever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you want to connect on social media, I'm on Facebook, X, and Instagram under the name MJ the Tutor. So I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now!